Materials. You will need a candle, a piece of paper, a writing implement, matches or a lighter, salt, a wooden door.
Salt, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A wooden door. Right.
And at least one drop of your own blood.
Oh, well.
If you're playing with multiple people, they will need their own aforementioned materials.
And blood?
Yes, and they will have to perform the steps below accordingly.
BYOB.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So, I want to kick off with some penis news.
Oh,
yep,
please
big updates,
do.
Scrotum stories. This is from a health and fitness section of something called The Edge, and its sex fit gadget tracks ins and outs of your sexual stamina.
What?
It says in the vein, pun intended, of fitness tracker gadgets.
Ew, slap. I'm giving them a slap on the hand for that one.
I second that slap. the fitness tracker gadgets like Fitbit and Jawbone. And all of these other devices that when I exercise, I don't need to know any more than that.
Yeah,
I'm sweating balls.
Yeah.
Good, right, for 45 minutes. I don't need any more information.
Right.
It's called SexFit. It's a vibrating cock ring made by the UK-based company Bundar that increases pleasure, fine, but it tracks thrusts per minute and calories burned.
Oh,
it allows also some room for bragging rights. So much like a lot of other fitness tracker, so you can track your thrust per minute. This is a TPM, and you can also share that information.
Well,
with friends on social media.
Oh no, no.
And you know what's going to happen. You know that thing is going to somehow activate its own link to your Facebook.
Yeah.
And then just people are going to be like, I don't want to know this about Gerald.
Well, maybe you do want to know it about Gerald. Because, all right, what if you figure out how many TPMs you like as a woman, right?
On social media?
No. You know, like, you know internally.
You feel.
You know, like, say you already did this whole thing with somebody, and you figured out how many thrusts per minute is good for you. Now, with other guys, if they have been measuring their TPMs.
You know.
Then you know.
You'd be like, 50.
Yeah.
I need a lot more than that.
Right. It's like, get out of here.
But it's just weird that it would go, like, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when sometimes people run a couple miles, and I see it on Twitter. I don't mind it, but I'm like, I don't care. They ran, like, a K.
I only like it when they run, I like when they run patterns, and it turns out you see their route that they ran.
Really?
And it looks like something, looks like the state of Texas.
That's weird. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you haven't seen the map?
No.
Oh, okay.
So this says, a British adult retailer is proudly showing off its new prototype, activity tracker, and sex toy. The sex fit is a ring that sits at the base of the penis, trapping blood for better erections. But, wait for it. It also has an accelerometer and a Bluetooth module.
Oh.
So that it can broadcast your thrust for your TPMs.
No.
Mm-hmm. That way you can get your in and out statistics can be shared with a companion app on a smartphone for fitness. No, I don't need this new fitness aspect to this.
No.
Or for fun. Gives a whole new meaning to the concept of dick pics. Oh, thank goodness Anthony Weiner did not have this one.
Oh, I know, right? He would be
we'd be getting updates by the minute.
You know what? When this gets out and guys are going to be posting their TPMs.
Nobody's going to want to know. It's going to be lies, too.
It's
going to be all lies. It's going to be all lies.
They probably have it, like, taped to, like, some kind of machine.
To a vibrator.
Yeah.
Something that actually works all the time.
Yes.
Like, and has a lot of thrust for a minute.
Yeah. Look what I can do. No,
so the hardware can also vibrate at pre-programmable variations. So you can set it to vibrate your penis at a specific rate, whatever you want. So you don't have to do it. I can just imagine now guys asleep on the job. Just set it on, kick back, watch the game.
That's right.
And also, it lights up. So
what?
It lights up. There's a white, so it's the base of it, the ring, lights up. It has LED lights. And then the top of it, which is the vibrator part, lights up as well. So you got like a little like...
Oh my god! So it's like a Guido thing.
Yeah. So it comes in white, pink, or black, and you can mix and match the colors. They're also calling it a penis pedometer, and they're thinking that this is gonna fit a niche market. They say historically, sex toys have always evolved with technology. Our device is a natural next step alongside the influx of personal health trackers. No, it's not. Mm-mm. But the added benefits of improving individual sex life. We expect this to be a huge hit.
They keep like trying to link it with health.
It's just fun. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, why try to diminish something that is fun? And now, in the future, sex is going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need all these tools. Mm-hmm. Like, women in the future may be like, if it's not lighting up and vibrating at 60...
Plus.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. Let's see. You'll have to, like, no, show me your stats.
Yeah. And it's just interesting because for the technology for men for sex, they're, like, making women.
Yeah.
It looks like here we're just starting with, like, a robo-penis. Okay. Like, there's actually a penis in there, but 100 years from now, there's just going to be just the tip is real.
Oh.
The rest of it. It's like RoboCop.
Yeah.
So, anyway, cool. That's my penis news.
That's
and
very
it's,
nice.
And now our penis news is turning into, like, Robopocalypse.
It's all coming together. Everything is, yeah. Technology is smearing itself all over everything.
Penis-pocalypse is upon us, people. All right, what do you have?
We have another iTunes review.
So are you serious?
We just had one, and we have another one.
If you give us an iTunes review 5-star, we will read the review on air regardless of content. And then if you contact us, we will send you one of the few remaining, now 6.
Yeah.
Shot glasses.
The official Hey You Know It.
Maybe
glass.
5. Maybe I had one with a drink in between segments, in between shows. There's only a few left.
We missed this one because it was from Canada.
Oh, and if you're Canadian, you got to email us and tell us because it's hard for us to see the reviews. Sometimes.
Right. We can only see the U.S. reviews unless we change our settings to reflect your country.
Yes.
So we don't do that all the time.
Yeah. Let us know.
So you let us know if you're from a country other than the United States and you'd like to leave us an iTunes review. Please
and you
do
want to
so.
Us,
and send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Okay, so this one is by RichJones15.
Nice. This is a lengthy one.
Yeah.
All right.
Simply put, this is one of my favorite crews in the world to listen to.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's quite nice.
They're witty, personal, and too comical to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Jaquetta and Katie start off a sentence, I always feel like they're about to kick me some raw knowledge.
What? And, we're going to crack an egg of knowledge on you.
And that's exactly what happens. I could go on and on, but just know that this podcast is literally a must listen every single week.
Wow.
So don't sleep.
Well,
keep killing it, ladies. We appreciate y'all.
Oh,
smiley
thank
face.
You. That's really nice.
Is that really nice?
That is nice.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We're like so genuine that people are like, you be.
Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com and give us your mailing address and we'll send out your shot glass.
We'll ship it right to Canada.
Yeah. And don't worry. We don't keep addresses. We don't share them.
No.
None of that nonsense.
Our memories are terrible.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's
thank
wonderful.
You. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, nice. All right. Do you want to do, what do you got?
Yeah, this is, okay. This is a listener message.
Okay.
I got a listener
massage.
From Ashley C.
Okay.
She sent it to me through Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, sorry, I'm being lazy. I want to submit this for advice on advice. You're not being lazy.
No, there's many ways to contact. Hey, you know it.
Yeah. Through Twitter.
Yeah. Mostly Twitter.
Gmail,
yeah.
You can do it. Send us a message. That's fine.
Strippogram.
Strippogram's good.
To the studio.
I want to submit this for advice on advice, but it's basically how to kiss for dummies. All the things you already do.
Dummies kiss.
Okay.
Like, no.
All the things you already do anyway when you make out with someone. She made a face like a not smiling face.
Oh, like a...
The straight, like...
Yeah.
Like a meh face.
Mm, yeah.
I was cracking up when she said that. Okay, so this is from LifeScript, Healthy Living for Women.
Okay.
20 Kissing Techniques for Any Occasion.
That's a lot of techniques.
Yeah, by Ashley Frank.
Isn't this, I feel like kissing is a natural thing, and when you're adolescents, you worry about it, and then it happens, you're like, man, it's a no-brainer.
Right, you figure it out.
Yeah, just get your lips on the other person's lips.
And just go.
Just work from there, see what happens.
Kissing is a pastime that never gets old.
It's the national pastime.
You may have your lip-locking skills down pat, but you might want to try new things.
Okay.
Read on for 20 techniques to pep up your love life.
Sweet Lord. Okay.
Some kissing techniques vary. Some good, some bad, some just plain ugly.
Oh my God. This is just like some openings vary. Some long, some too long, some way too long.
Kissing is important because it's romantic. It's a romantic signal from one partner to another.
You know what's missing? The Webster's Dictionary defines a kiss as
kiss,
verb.
And they also say Freud says kissing fulfills the human need for oral contact and stimulation.
Ew, see, now everyone's just dried up. No one cares anymore.
Everyone's like, yeah, kissing. Oh, Freud,
yeah,
thanks.
Now I have a problem with my father. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Yeah. Okay. For number one, across the room kiss.
Huh?
Share a moment with your significant other in a crowd by sending an across the room kiss.
You never know who else might get that kiss.
I know. Pucker your lips and make a kissing gesture at him. This is a kiss.
I don't like this because I've never done this before, but I've tried to wave at someone across the room invariably.
It's always somebody else. Yeah.
And then it's just awkward, like.
Someone is waving at someone else, you think it's you, mm-hmm. and then you're like embarrassed.
It's just like, it's telephone.
Yeah. So you shouldn't do this one.
Yeah. Unless there's no one else in the room.
That's right. Okay, number two, the aggressive kiss.
What?
If you're a significant other.
Just grab on a mofo.
If your significant other leans in for a quick smooch, but you're in the mood for something more, surprise him by turning his peck into a long, deep, sensual kiss.
A pounce. Oh, this is someone who's already your partner.
Yeah. Number three, the biting kiss. Gently nibble your partner's bottom lip and add some spice to your next kissing session.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta be careful with that. It's like, one person's nibble is another person's attack.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. What if your response to that, because I'm always... You know, when you're younger and you're being intimate with someone and they do something, and sometimes your first response is like, there's fap. And you're like, oh, no, I've hit them.
Yeah, right.
But it, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't. Or like if someone sneaks up on you to be funny and you're like, smack.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
This is here. Men like to be bitten. The lower lip, the earlobe. Men need extra stimulation.
The earlobe.
Yeah,
all right.
Whatever. The butterfly kiss. Yep. I think this is just nasty.
Is this with your eyelashes?
Yeah. Playful, innocent gesture is great for children, significant others, and just goofing around with friends.
Huh? Who? These people, this better not be any of my friends. I would probably smack some. Really? Why would you even be that close to my face?
That doesn't even make around sense. With friends.
Like, I'm not going to let anyone get that close up on me before I'm like, you better back up.
Bring your face.
Like, are you okay? Are you on E?
I know. It makes
like, are you high? Because you better back up.
Bring your face close, so close together your eyelashes touch, then bat eyes at each other. The lash-on-lash feeling is meant to initiate butterfly wings.
Blah. No.
No, stop it.
With your partner, but with a friend? I don't know. Where? What country? Okay.
The crush kiss. Kissing a crush for the first time can be exhilarating. Send him to the moon.
Or horrifying. I've been let down before. You thought it was going to be fantastic and you get there and it's just a mess.
Nope.
Yeah. It's like, you had sardines, really?
To send him to the moon, keep the kiss inviting by being demure.
How? That means a lot of things to a lot of people, Katie. Demure.
Okay, begin with a gentle closed mouth kiss with your arms around his neck or waist, then slowly open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, wow. These descriptions are terrible. This doesn't sound like these things are great. You know what I mean? But the way they're described, it's like,
the keys
to, like, what's happening?
The keys to leave him wanting more, so don't use your tongue.
But keep your mouth open. Just make an O. Like a doll. Like a blow-up doll.
And then you pull away before your lingering kiss turns into a makeout session, but hold him for a few moments longer.
With your mouth open.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a moment when people start looking around during a kiss, like,
The curious kiss. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Whether you've been friends with someone for years or you're saying goodnight to a great second date, sometimes you just want to see if the sparks are there. A smooch is the great way to test the chemistry, provided you use the right kissing technique. And this type of kiss falls between the number 5, which is the crush kiss, and the friendly kiss, number 12.
Okay. Please review.
So you start with a closed mouth kiss, then barely part your lips. To add a hint of passion.
Uh-huh. Not too much.
No. And make sure to include some sort of body contact as well. Elbow.
Boob.
Hold his hand, touch his waist, cup his jaw.
Ooh. Okay, thank you. Because if you really want to see where things are going, quick cup. Cup his jaw. That's weird. Maybe I'm just an awkward, where we're just like nerds. You know what I mean?
Cup
like,
it.
I would do all of these things wrong.
I know.
And then just feel like a schmuck. And I'm sure there's some women out here who just Audrey Hepburn every single one of these.
I know, right? Right. But Audrey Hepburn would be great at this.
Yeah, but me, I'm like, rah-rah.
The duration of this kiss is very important. Pull away too soon, he'll think you aren't interested. Linger too long, he'll think you are. Mm-hmm. Keep the kiss between...
Wait, am I interested or not?
It's a curious kiss.
Okay, you don't know.
You don't know. Keep the kiss between 5 and 10 seconds. That's it.
Wow.
That's a perfect
Okay.
one. Okay. And the next one is the earlobe kiss.
Yeah. With the earlobe kiss.
It's so funny you did that to really steam up your next kissing session.
Did they blow on it?
Breathe through your nose and exhale softly into the ear.
That wasn't soft at all.
The waft of warm air will make his whole body tingle.
Huh.
But just don't linger too long in that area.
What if you do all of these in quick succession?
A little ear action can go a long way. You got way too much ear tonight.
Yeah.
Get it.
Ease up on my ear. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Eskimo kiss. Like the butterfly kiss.
Oh, the nose kiss.
The lighthearted kiss. For, okay. That's nasty.
Don't say friends again.
Yeah. Friends or significant others and kids and everybody can do this, but I don't.
Kids,
I think that's
I guess.
Nasty.
That's like, I could see, that's like something you do, like your mommy does it to you when you're like a little kid, you know?
So instead of using your lips, use your noses. Rub your noses together.
Mm-hmm. Make sure your nose is all right, though, people.
Yeah. I just don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
That's a nice way to come down with the flu.
Yes. Keep it safe, people.
Yeah. You know, a European kiss. This is the, I call it the double European.
Oh, the other side. Yeah, the other side?
Yeah, kiss on each cheek.
Oh, okay. Those I don't mind so much.
Yeah. That's all right. It's just a form. It's more formality.
I like
real
the
kiss.
New York version where you just come at the person from either side. You don't touch. Just air kiss.
Oh, air kiss.
That's
yeah.
nice too.
Yes.
It's like, look how bourgeois we are.
Yeah.
And I don't like you.
I don't like you.
I'm looking behind you. There's someone more interesting.
And
over there.
Don't you even think of messing up my makeup.
Yes. Exactly. You might have the flu.
The exploratory kiss. When you enter.
Really?
What do you have?
Yeah.
No, when you enter a new relationship, chances are you will be kissing plenty. During this stage, you and your partner are explorers.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Discovering,
where are you going with these?
Discovering each other's techniques, finding out what you like and dislike. Now is the time.
Can't you just give them this paper and be like, check the ones that you do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not a... Obviously, I was a great romantic when I was younger.
Check the ones that you do.
Yeah.
Here's your quiz.
Do you do this? Look, if you do number 7, just get out right now.
Yeah. Oh, here's the friendly kiss. For some people, kissing a friend on the lips or cheek is a natural way to show affection.
That's a good way for you not to be my friend anymore. Really, if you want to end the friendship, go right for that.
Yeah, try to kiss one cheek.
Yeah.
Or the lips.
Or the butterfly kiss. I think I would be freaked out. Like, what are you doing? Why are you coming over? It would take me a while. I'm like, what's happening? Please get your face away from me.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of...
Do you know what I mean? That's weird.
It's a weird thing to
it's
do.
It's weird just to come at somebody like that?
Yeah.
Like, is it slowly?
I hope so. It's eye to eye.
Slowly come at someone?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Okay. This next one is the gallant kiss.
Uh-huh.
Traditionally, a man...
Is there a handkerchief involved in this?
It would be nice.
Is a doublet involved?
Traditionally, a man kisses a woman's hand to show respect and admiration for a lady.
By traditionally, they mean, like, this hasn't been happening since, like, what, 1800s?
Yeah.
That's weird. Have you ever had someone kiss your hand before?
Yes.
But when? Were you getting into a carriage? Like, was hat doffing the word of the day?
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady. Like
a man.
An older man?
Ew!
No. Like,
no. Like
someone your age?
Yeah.
Jersey, man. Who knew?
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
The icy kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with
I think I got that one. It's just unfriendly and cold. Peck.
I hate you.
Yeah.
No, play.
Chad.
This is, play with kissing your partner by putting a piece of ice in your mouth. Kissing him and passing the ice with him with your tongue. Or try the same thing with a powerful breath mint.
Thanks for listening. You know it. A powerful breath mint? That sounds like you're trying to tell somebody something. If I go to kiss somebody and I get a cert, I'm going to be like, really? Why do you just say something? You know? Like, I can just run upstairs and brush my teeth.
Yeah, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
But a powerful breath, like an Altoid.
Yeah.
How about I pass someone, a fisherman's friend?
Yeah, right.
A fisherman's friend is like fire.
I know.
Those are awful.
Next is the motherly kiss. The mother kiss involves kissing a person's forehead to show friendship, affection, or comfort. I only kiss my niece and nephew on the head, on the forehead, like that.
Because they're little kids.
Yeah. I'm an auntie. That's an auntie kiss.
Yeah. This is I don't know how mothers do. No. I don't remember. We shake hands.
Right.
Good day.
Good day to you.
That's
how I shake my mother's hand. Yeah. Good night, mother.
Yeah. Good night. Good evening. See you tomorrow.
Oh, here's this one. The obligatory kiss. Picture this. You're in the middle of a crowded party, and who do you see coming your way?
A bitch.
The guy.
Irene. And Gerald. Jesus. This is the worst party ever.
The guy who left you 20 voicemails after one chemistry-less date.
Mm-hmm.
So he says hello and leans in, lips puckered.
And I lean back. That's me. Someone like, huh? I just compliment the angle.
Rather than running away, screaming, help him save face by offering him yours. Turn your face to the side and let him kiss your cheek. Oh,
why?
We've all done that.
Yeah.
Like,
but when you turn, you make a face to anyone who can see you, like, I can't believe this motherfucker is even trying to.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Smile politely, and remember, you're never required to kiss someone on the lips.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, no. You don't need to remind me. I'm good.
This one is the sensual kiss. The neck is full of delicate nerve endings, and kisses on the neck are sure to send a tingling sensation through your partner's body.
Okay.
It's fine.
This one's legit.
Yeah. Gently suck or nibble on one area or cover the entire neck with kisses.
Okay.
Have him do the same to you.
You know what I saw? A couple of weeks ago, I was in a restaurant, and my waiter had a hickey. And I'm like, what is this, 1987?
Yeah. Right.
But I remember.
Is he 15?
No, this is what I'm saying. He was like a grown-ass man. I mean, right. He was. But I'd forgotten about that. That was like a major thing in middle school. That people would have these hickeys. And of course, I was so naive. I was like, what's happening to people?
They got a rash.
Like, no, I knew they were hickeys. And I knew they had something to do with, like, being, you know, amorous.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I would probably said that too when I was 13.
I see you've been amorous.
I see you've been amorous with Fred. With Chad.
And the worst was trying to hide them from your mother.
Well, that was the thing, is I didn't know. Also, too, like, dark skin. But so a lot of my white friends had them. I was like, I didn't know how. And then I saw someone getting one. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is not. But I thought this was going to be a little more Cary Grant.
No.
A little less John Travolta.
Yeah.
You know,
and you end up having to, like, you try to hide them.
And you can't, because it's your neck.
It's your neck. And then it's, like, usually.
You wear a scarf like you're.
In the summer.
Yes.
In the middle of the summer, you're wearing
like you're a pink lady.
And you're, like, 15. And your mother's like, what kind of fashion choice is this? Because you know.
50s.
You wear crop tops. And a scarf.
And a scarf. Like a drag queen. You're just trying to cover up the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
just
all.
Mother, this is how I dress.
Yeah, this is how I have a pashmina in July. Everyone's doing it.
Okay, this is a thank you kiss. To show appreciation for affection, for someone, a friendly kiss, like offer a friendly kiss on the cheek. This type of kiss is used at the end of a first date.
Okay, that means that there's probably not going to be a second date.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then there's a therapeutic kiss.
Huh?
That's what I say.
Is that training is involved?
The next time your significant other has a headache or is stressed out, try this kissing technique. Put your lips on the bridge of his nose and slowly deliver a series of soft kisses. The gentle pressure of the kisses and delicate warmth of your breath will ease the tension and relax him in no time. You know where else you could put your mouth?
Hey, they did not say that. That was you.
That was me.
Okay, thank
you.
That
was my advice.
Yes.
That was my advice.
That's
to help
the other,
get rid of stress.
That's
therapeutic.
Yeah. That's interesting. Thank you very much, Ashley.
Oh, wait, there's just one last one.
I'm
that
afraid.
I can't ignore is the upside down kiss. Switch things up by having your partner lie with his head on your lap. Then
hey, now
kiss.
It's a family show.
Then lean in, kiss him with your top bottom on his bottom lip, vice versa. Discover what a difference the 180 degrees can make.
You know what difference it makes? People look weird when you look at their faces upside down.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
It's creepy.
It is. It's like a whole other face.
Yeah. And it's not the face that you originally started out with.
and you're like, get out of here.
I like it. that's how all of our kisses end. And Katie and Jaquetta are like, yo, you need to roll about.
Get out of here. Get out.
Thank you, Ashley C.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's awful. where now this advice when given freely,
yeah,
as such, usually isn't worth it. So I have something here. I thought this was interesting. I found this a couple of weeks ago. Los Angeles weighs cash incentive in bid to boost voter turnout. So apparently, people are not voting, which is not new.
Right.
But like over time, like I think so, in some of the last mayoral elections, like only like 11% of people are voting.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So if 11% of the people are voting, so and the votes like kind of split down the middle, because a lot of times it is only 5% of the people in your city give an F about the mayor.
Wow.
How can you even run a city when people are like, who are you? They didn't even vote. So,
wow.
Los Angeles is thinking that the, because you know they give out the I voted stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's not enticing people.
Apparently.
Apparently not. So now some city officials are floating another idea called our cash. In a bid to boost turnout, Los Angeles Ethics Commission.
Oh, that must be like a real stellar board.
Has voted to recommend the city consider offering cash, which might include a prize as high as $50,000, after fewer than a quarter of registered voters came for the municipal elections, which is even worse because those are really important. Those are like the local.
Yeah,
you know, like people don't care.
To get the real changes in your town.
Yeah.
Done. It's not, everyone goes out for the president.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You should vote whenever you can, but it's the local stuff.
Right.
That's really,
those
really
are the
important.
People.
Yeah, these people are actually coming around and trying to get your vote.
Most likely going to do something. Yeah. They're going to fix the sidewalk,
and they
maybe.
Will listen to you,
yeah.
Maybe. But only 23% of the people showed up. And in some places, it was 15% of people showed up to vote. So their idea, it's a 3-person panel that came up with this.
A meeting of the minds.
Yes, yeah. 3 people. And they're saying it's, the voter turnout was abysmal and embarrassing. So what they're going to do, it's going to be a lottery type structure, whereby if you show up and vote, they will throw your name into like some kind of pool. And they will choose from that pool someone who's going to get like $50,000 or something like that.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
This is the worst idea. So they thought, they said, they were like, oh, we could either give a big prize of 50 grand or we could give a lot of little prizes of $1,000.
Maybe 50 of them.
The idea isn't new. In 2006, Arizona, which proposed awarding $1 million to a single voter chosen through a lottery system, but the ballot initiative failed. They're saying, because people were like, where's this money coming from?
Oh, you mean it was mine to begin with?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to give it out to one schmuck because they came to vote. I think it's like, it's pretty disgraceful that people don't want to vote. But the reason is because people hate politicians.
Yeah. And then who don't do what they're supposed to.
But like, I think the rule should be, if politicians can't get at least like 50% of the people to vote, they ain't no election. Like, you just have to keep going until you get a certain amount of people to vote. Because you can't have a mayor elected by 5% of people.
No.
I also
then
think,
you go mayorless. That's what you get.
Yes.
That's
but
what
I think isn't that the job of the candidates to, like, whip up some interest?
Yeah.
So it's basically like, Greg was saying that some candidate came around to our building and people were like, don't let him in. But that's his fault. Right? It's not our fault we don't want to let
him
in. Would you let a politician into your house?
No.
Hell to the no.
No, get out.
Yes, exactly.
Are you bringing me something? No.
Shade.
Yeah.
A flyer. Like, what are they bringing? They're coming in to rob you, is what people think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I just thought it was so
sad.
Case
in the joint.
Yeah. What you got here? It's a 2-bedroom?
I'm running for office.
Yes, I'm running for, I need your vote.
Yeah. That's a nice flat screen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just... Yes, people should be voting more, but, like, a prize is not a way to do it.
Yeah.
And this is America. Like, we're trying to tell other people how awesome democracy is, and they see this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, y'all are giving out $1 million prize in a city that's broke.
Yeah.
To one voter to get people to vote.
Wow.
I mean,
what a great way to use your resources.
Yeah, that's a great way to use resources, right? In any case, sad news. Although, let's be real, if there was a chance to win $1,000...
I'd go.
I'd vote.
to.
I mean, whatever.
I do it anyway, but yeah. I don't.
It's hard on, like, it's hard for local elections sometimes. It's probably where you are. You probably have more people. But where I am, it's like the same people every time that I hate.
Yeah, I know.
And sometimes, have you ever been at the polls and you're like, how come there's only one name on here?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Do you find an opponent or you don't get to run?
That's...
How about that?
The job's out.
Job, yeah, there's no
doesn't
job.
Doesn't exist.
Controller, don't need him.
Yeah.
Don't need him.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and...
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Well, it's a listener email.
Okay.
To Campfire.
Is this the V?
Yes, it's Chloe V.
Chloe V. I'm just calling her the V.
The V.
Infamous.
Okay. The V sent us an email.
Yeah, she sent us it's a Tales from the Campfire,
yes,
right?
Hi, Jaquetta and Katie. It's been a while. I hope you remember me.
Of course we remember you.
I'm very sorry that I disappeared for so long. Well, don't disappear so long again.
Yeah, because we've been having to look up our own segments.
I know.
Up in here.
And you come up with the best scary stuff.
Yeah.
To make it up to you, I have a few more scary stories.
Okay.
See?
Nice.
Chloe V is, or the V.
The V.
Is an aficionado of scary stuff.
Scary tales.
I remember you guys mentioned on the show you wanted some more holder series, so she gave us a few links for the holders. And
yeah, we said that like a year ago, man. We've been hanging around.
Well, she was busy.
I know, but this is awesome.
Yeah.
We like a follow up.
Oh, yeah, but then there. Do we want to do a holder? Because she sent this other link.
We talked about it. Like, we have to. Now you're going to hold out on a brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to hold out on you because I have this one. This is a creepypasta.
Oh, awesome.
Chloe V sent us a creepypasta that scared the living hell.
Was it the Skin Talker?
It was Candle Cove.
Candle Cove.
Yeah.
And the Skin Talker.
Skin Talker.
Yeah. So this is our Tales from Der Campfire segment where we find, or the V finds, tales of the paranormal, fake lore, folklore, ghost stories, urban legends, and we retell them here around the Digital Campfire. So it for the V, gather around.
Yeah, gather around, listeners. This one is called Midnight Game.
Mm-hmm.
The Midnight Game is an old pagan ritual used mainly as punishment for those who have broken the laws of pagan religion in question.
Ooh, I always wonder what they did.
Well, they don't play. They do not play. While it is mainly used as a scare tactic to not disobey the gods, there is still a chance of death to those who play the Midnight Game. Okay? There is even a higher chance of permanent mental scarring. It's highly recommended that you do not play the Midnight Game.
Oh, we're going to play this game right now, aren't we?
However, for a few thrill seekers searching for the rush, or for those delving into obscure occult rituals.
And podcasters.
There's some simple instructions on how to play, so do it at your own risk.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Warning, I have played this game. People have died. Do not play the game. He will always be watching.
Nice. Okay.
I'm instructions. Ready. Prerequisites. It must be exactly 12 o'clock a.m.
And look at that. It is.
When you perform the ritual. Otherwise, it will not work.
Okay.
Materials. You will need a candle, a piece of paper, a writing implement, matches or a lighter, salt, a wooden door.
Salt, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A wooden door. Right.
And at least one drop of your own blood.
Oh, well.
If you're playing with multiple people, they will need their own aforementioned materials.
And blood.
Yes. And they will have to perform the steps below accordingly.
BYOB. Okay.
Number one. Step one.
Because you know someone's going to be like, I don't have my own blood. Like, you're not getting mine.
Yeah. Come on.
Nope. Not these days. You were told. Yes.
That's the answer. Yes. Step one. Write your full name, first, middle, and last, on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Put at least one drop of blood on the paper. Allow it to soak into the paper.
I only have one drop, because that's all that I should bring. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I find that I need more blood.
Well,
I mean, I guess I have some with me. At all times.
Well, at least.
You know.
Okay. Step two. Turn off all the lights in the place that you're doing this. Not
yet.
Go to your wooden door and place the paper with your name on it in front of the door. Now take out the candle and light it. Place it on top of the paper.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all doing this now.
Step three. Knock on the door 22 times. The hour must be 12 a.m. upon the final knock.
You have to go
fast.
This, yeah.
You got to go like 1 minute to do steps one through three.
You got to do this like in four timing.
Then open the door, blow out the candle, and close the door. You have just...
You know we would... Like, it would be 12:01. We'd be like, shit.
You missed it.
I didn't get my blood out.
I know.
The hell?
I could... She took my drop.
Yes.
It's not even mine.
Put your hand up. Excuse me.
Okay. When you open the door and you close it, you just allow the allowed the midnight man to enter your house.
Why?
Step number
four. This is why you gotta read this thing thoroughly. You can't just do it as it says. You're like, shit.
Step number four. Immediately relight your candle.
Okay.
This is where the game begins.
Word? What was all this other stuff?
Well, you just got the midnight man inside.
Because you need him to play the game.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
Now the game begins.
This is a game if people die, but all right.
You must now look around your now completely dark house with your candle lit in your hand. Mm-hmm. Your goal is to avoid the midnight man at all costs until 3:33 a.m.
Okay.
Should your candle...
This better be a big house, because if this is my little one bedroom,
yeah,
we're going to find him pretty soon.
It's going to be 12:02.
Yeah.
There he is. Should your candle ever go out, that means the midnight man is near you. You must relight the candle in the next...
Or there's a draft.
In the next... Relight the candle in the next 10 seconds. If you are not successful in doing this, then you must immediately surround yourself with a circle of salt.
Okay.
Okay. If you are unsuccessful in both your actions, the midnight man will create a hallucination of your greatest fear and rip out your organs one by one.
Wow. That's pretty dramatic.
I think that would be the fear.
Yes.
You will feel it, but you will be unable to react.
Actually, my greatest fear is a tsunami. I don't think I'd believe that in my apartment.
If you are successful in circling, in creating the circle of salt, you must remain there until 3:33 a.m. So,
you know, people, keep this in mind. Make that circle big. So you can sit down.
Yeah, great. Or lay down, because even sitting, you're back.
Yeah. Really? So you're just going to make a huge joke. And other people would be like, really, Katie?
You're like,
really? Everyone else is standing on one foot. You're like, stretched out.
You know, like, I need to lay down in this circle.
Yeah, it's only 2:30.
I made it.
Somebody told you I made a little chintzy circles.
If you are successful in relighting your candle, you may proceed with the game. You must continue to...
I'm sorry, has the game started yet?
We're soon as the midnight man.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're running around with your candle. Mm-hmm. If it goes out, you better relight it in 10
maybe
seconds.
Maybe game means something different in pagan.
Right.
Okay.
If you must continue till 3:33 a.m. without being attacked by the midnight man or being trapped inside the circle of salt to win the midnight game. The midnight man will leave your house at 3:33 a.m. and you will be safe to proceed with your morning.
Mm-hmm.
Additions. Indications that you are near the midnight man will include a sudden drop in temperature, seeing a pure black humanoid figure through the darkness,
mm-hmm.
and hearing very soft whispering coming from an indiscernible source.
Okay.
If you experience any of these, it is advised that you leave the area to avoid the midnight man.
But I can't. I gotta stay in the salt circle. What are they talking about?
No, if you didn't have to do the salt circle yet.
Oh, then just get out. Okay.
Right. Do not... That means he's close, so just get away from there. Do not turn any of the lights on during the midnight game. Do not use a flashlight during the midnight game. Do not go to sleep during the midnight game.
Mm-hmm.
This applies to the crying game.
Yes. No, I know all there is to know about that. You would be asleep because you made a circle big enough for you to lay down.
That's
in.
What I would do.
You'd totally have a pillow in there, a snack.
I would totally bring a snack.
She's got Red Bull in her circle.
Do not attempt to use another person's blood in your name. Do not...
you hear that? That person who was like, I didn't bring blood. And then later on you see them playing. It's like, really?
Yeah.
I see blood on your paper. And yet you claim you had no blood.
Yeah. Do not...
I am missing blood.
Do not use a lighter as a substitute for a candle. It will not work. All right. Get an encore.
Free bird. Yeah. Yes. You just get an encore.
And definitely do not attempt to provoke the midnight man in any way.
Oh, I'm provoking.
Yeah.
He's in my house. Provoking him?
Yeah.
Seriously. I have a feeling that he's just minding his own business. It's 11:30. He's like, you know what? I'm cool for tonight. Next thing you know, 12:01, he's in someone's fucking apartment.
He had Netflix all lined up ready to go.
Yes.
Some
he's
popcorn.
Gonna finish watching The Killing season 3.
Yeah, right. And here we go
oh, again. Jesus. Yeah, great.
Heard the knocking on the door.
That's why he's so pissed. And he gets in there. He's like, "Really? Everyone's in salt already? You know what? Screw you, people."
Yeah, his midnight woman is like, "Again?
Yes." She's the one whispering, "Come back here.
Get back over here.
I want to see who killed this woman in The Killing."
Yeah. It says, "When the game is over, he will always be watching you." Oh,
great.
Why would you
do this game?
Because it's a punishment game.
So is it the kind of thing where, I feel like we're all pagans.
Yeah.
And, you did something wrong. We're like, yo, we got to get Katie.
Yeah.
So we just come over hey, we're going to play a game.
No, it's you know what? If you want to be back into if you don't want to be ostracized by the rest of the pagans,
oh,
you better play the game to go through this ritual.
Oh, okay, okay. And so everybody who's in it has done something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you did something wrong, and you have to, like...
Why don't we just all go in the room and be like, yeah, we played it.
Right.
Just sprinkle salt around, throw some blood on the paper.
Oh, Midnight Man. You hear him whispering?
Yeah.
He's such a dark humanoid
form.
What
a nightmare. I couldn't believe it. And then just go back out. Like, yeah. You made it.
Yeah. But you didn't even have, you didn't even have any salt.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You weren't there?
Yeah.
Like... That's weird. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you, Chloe V.
It's creepypasta, creepypasta.
Yeah. Well, that was my typo. I put in creepy there.
I like that. Just a little plug, you know, hey, Boo Know It 5 is going to be coming out soon. So if anybody has any creepy stories, send them on in.
Oh, we got Chloe V's sent
us. The creepier, the better.
Yeah. Creepy, scary. What do we like?
We're holding on to the holder at the end, people.
Yeah.
Until, we'll hey, Boo
holder,
Know It.
Holder series. We have 3 holders.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. That was a creepy story.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
Okay, this is a listener tweet.
Okay, awesome. You can follow us on Twitter at HeyYouKnowIt.com.
Yeah.
No, just at HeyYouKnowIt.
Just HeyYouKnowIt.
If you put .com, nothing will happen. Yeah. That's not how Twitter works at all.
No.
And we answer the tweets regularly. By we, I mean Katie. Sometimes I get on there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I need
Katie's
to do
quicker
it.
Quicker on the draw. You're on top of it.
You see all the amazing tweets that I tweet?
They're pretty good.
I usually tweet at lunch when I'm hungry.
Is it food related?
And it's like, this food tastes funny.
Yes. Hey, You Know It.
Yeah.
Hashtag, Hey, You Know It.
Okay. So this one is from Rhonda.
Okay.
At Hey, You Know It. Wall Street Journal researchers... Inspired, okay.
Sweet. I like it already.
Inspired by origami, Japanese art of paper folding.
I read about this.
Yes.
I'm a frequent journal reader.
Yeah. Researchers have built a robot that can fold itself unaided and scurry away.
Ooh, I'm imagining something folding itself, slipping under the door.
Yeah.
Then and unfolding itself.
Ugh.
Why did it have to say scurry?
Yeah,
because
they do.
Because
they have to.
I'm going to step on it. How about that?
The prototype of a flexible self-assembly machine. The mobile crawler is, in a sense, a sheet of paper with a mind of its own.
No.
The researchers described the toy-like.
Why can't my it's a toy?
Now it's a toy-like device.
Before can our remote control have a mind of its own? To figure out how to program that shit? Or no?
A toy-like device. It scurries.
Ugh.
While still experimental, engineering techniques drawn from the origami promise the development of a pop-up device that could assemble itself from a flat composite materials cheaply and efficiently, the researchers said. Bleh.
Why? What are the applications of this thing?
Now they're calling it a shape-shifting robot.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, well, they could say, it could be on search and rescue missions.
Yeah. Really?
Anything that can fold and support... creases is capable of being engineered. This is terrible. They talk about nanotechnology.
Ew, I
don't want to hear that.
The last thing I want to be doing is eating a bag of chips and having one of those chips reassemble itself in my stomach.
I know, right? Bam.
That's where I go with it.
I know.
It's for search and rescue, though.
It's for search and rescue. A companionship.
Yeah, companionship.
I want to slide it under my door.
Also sex.
Yeah. Right? That's what it turns into.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you or fuck you.
It's going to fuck you, yeah. It reassembles itself as a penis on the other side.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's what you need. Because that's definitely want to be in a room by myself and be like, well, there wasn't a penis when I got there. And now there's one here.
Oh, thank you. People be sending it to each other, like roommates, be like, hey, that's what you need.
Ha.
Guess what's coming under your door?
But I just imagine it'll be like, I'll be reading a book and one of the pages is going to reassemble itself as like, you know, a gun and shoot me in the face.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise, bitch.
Well, that's what's going to happen. It'll give a nice gift to Vladimir Putin. Like, it's whatever you
don't
like.
Don't take gifts from Russian premieres.
It's a really old, nice book, you know, for my collection. Page, you go through it.
Penis.
I wasn't thinking about a penis. I thought about a robot coming out.
Same thing.
Shooting you.
Yeah. That's all that I'm telling you, they're making him look like things now, but in the future, it's just going to be a gigantic penis.
Yeah.
That shoots things.
Yeah.
For search and rescue. for search and rescue. Okay, so what else is in the article?
It's just really talking about how fast it can do it, like in 3 minutes.
That's not fast. I have time to squash it. I like that.
No, this fall doesn't go here. It goes here.
It'll be like when you're in fourth grade and you have to do the origami project. Yeah. And you're like, damn it, I keep making a rose.
Or it's like IKEA instructions. Wait, what?
There's one piece missing.
Yeah.
But if it takes 3 minutes, I mean, I'm going to spend 2 minutes watching it, and then the last minute, I'm just going to squash it.
Step on it.
So that's all right.
Is it turning into a big penis?
Probably not.
Then if
it squash. Doesn't, it doesn't want to make the scientists feel bad.
Right.
So no.
So I have to just see what it's turning into.
And yeah, first.
And just.
Be like, oh, that kind of looks like a, yeah, it's a gun.
Yeah, squash.
Squash it.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for alerting us to the gun penis that can scurry and slip under the door.
Crawl away.
For search and rescue.
Yeah.
For search and rescue. I'm sorry, I have to address homeless man pickup artist.
Oh, yes.
Please do.
This is Grace. Grace B.
Grace B. This is like all about our listeners.
Yes.
This is awesome.
So Grace B sent this. This is her, the first email to us recently this
okay.
summer. And she writes, hello, ladies. Here you go. Make of it what you will.
You know we know what we're going to make of it.
She goes, I just can't.
Oh, no.
Love the show. Grace B.
Okay. Thanks, Grace B.
Yes. And don't forget, we did send you a shot glass.
Yes.
We did it.
Use it in good health.
Yes. Okay. So she sent a link, and it's called Cardboard Star Meet Millennial Homeless Man Survives Picking Women Up Every Night of the Week.
Greg told me about this. This is so crazy.
Look, I don't know how real. I'm assuming it's real. I didn't double check
everything. Yeah, but does it sound crazy? Okay, let's get
but
into it.
But it's crazy. Okay. Meet the homeless man who survives by going home with women and looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the video, and they have a little bit about it. This is Joe.
They're calling him a homeless man, but if he were a woman, they'd be calling him a whore.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically, if you're homeless, could you still pick up chicks?
Mm-hmm.
Meet Joe, the homeless millennial who has mastered the art of getting women to take him home with them.
The homeless millennial? He's a person. He's just a guy. He's a homeless millennial.
His name is Joe. Mm-hmm. He's from Boston. He's 26.
Okay.
He looks like a total, like, frat boy. Just like a little...
He's a bro?
Overgrown frat boy.
Okay.
Like, just a little pudgy.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
It's like suburban
okay looking.
Socks
like,
and no, socks kind of thing.
Just like, if he were a good guy,
mm-hmm.
then he'd be like, okay, you know, he's all right.
Yeah.
But... He spends his daylight hours panhandling in Manhattan, making up to $150 every
given
day. Yes.
Where?
Wherever.
We gotta find this guy.
But his nights are a completely different ballgame. If you don't think Joe looks homeless, well, it's only because he's good at what he does. According to Joe, his only responsibility is to not look homeless. In his mind, his appearance is a survival tactic.
Okay.
Joe spends whatever money he makes on keeping his appearance up.
How does he get money from people and he just looks like a frat boy?
Oh,
who's giving this guy money?
I don't know who's giving him money. I don't know what he's doing. In addition, he keeps up his appearance in addition to copious amounts of drugs and booze with one goal in mind, to attract as many girls as possible. So he just gets drunk and high and looks good and tries to pick up girls.
Wow. But he doesn't want to have a job.
Right. For
okay.
Joe, sleeping with his lady is his only, sleeping with a lady is the only chance of sleeping with a roof over his head. Joe uses his charm and good looks to sleep.
I mean, a shelter.
Out with chicks 3 to 4 nights a week,
mm-hmm.
where he'll shower and enjoy an evening away from the streets. After meeting Joe, about a block from our office, the Elite Daily video team spent over a week with him chronicling his epic lifestyle.
He's blowing up this brother's spot.
Yeah, and learning about the hardships and triumphs of one cardboard all-star, as he calls himself. And I watched the video, and this guy talks like a bro. He basically was kicked out of his mother's house because of drugs.
Okay, for drugs.
And
so why doesn't he get some help?
No, he has four.
He doesn't want to.
He has four good outfits. He's like, well, you know, he goes, you know, I make the money and I get to drink. And then I, you know, he goes, I'm just really charming and nice to women. And then I go home and he showers at their places and then goes back to his cardboard. And then he goes to Dwayne Reed and he gets his hair fixed. Like he uses like free samples of hair product, and he fixes his hair there.
Oh my.
And he walks around, and he walks around the park and talks to different girls. He doesn't tell them that he's homeless.
Though they ask about, like...
I'm sure he dances around the whole topic. Like,
Do they take him out?
I don't think so. I think he is out partying, like he's in the park or whatever, and he picks up girls.
In the park?
Yeah. I saw him, like, there was clips of him chatting up girls on benches and then walking off with them and stuff.
Maybe I'm just, okay, there are two things, because Greg and I were thinking about this. First of all, maybe some of these girls are like, look, I'm okay with male prostitution.
Yeah.
And this is fine, which is
fine.
The other thing is, like, maybe we're just really old-fashioned or something, and that there's, like, something I'm missing from like, how could you not know that the person didn't have a place or a job?
Well, they're hooking up for the night. Just have you...
But when you talk... Yeah, but, I mean, usually you are talking about, like, something.
Well, he doesn't have to say that he... Or maybe he lies. Maybe
he must come up with something.
He's got to, because no girl is going to be like, oh, you live on the streets on a piece of cardboard? Come on with me.
Yes.
Nobody will.
No one will. He's lying to them. Yeah.
He's lying to them.
It's so bizarre. And he's making good money. Here's the thing. Like, how much longer is he going to keep this up?
He can't for very long.
Be able to keep it up.
Yeah. But he's got a huge problem. What drugs is he on? I don't know. I don't know what drugs he's on, but he's...
But for sure he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
At minimum.
Yeah. And, you know, he's you know, if he gets himself cleaned up, he's going to look back on this time of his life and be like, I can't believe I did this.
Either that or he's going to be like a dude and be like, I got a lot of sweet poontang and was living on the streets. Do you know what I mean? It depends on how, because if he's not, I understand that, like, he's a substance abuse problem, but, like, he doesn't seem like he wants to get any help for it.
No, he doesn't.
At all.
No,
so he's still in the phase of, like, well, this is okay.
Yeah, he's still like...
But I'm like, you're on the street.
Yeah. It doesn't faze him.
Bizarre. I think the weird thing about someone like that is that he feels like it's safe to live on the street because nothing's happened to him yet. But sooner or later, usually something
will happen
to someone. Either they'll get roughed up or robbed or, I don't know.
They're going to get sick.
Yeah, they'll get sick or, like, something will happen.
Yeah.
That will, and hopefully that whatever that thing that is that happens to him forces him to, like, get some help.
Yeah, he needs it. I hope his mother is just, his mother must just be beside herself. Like,
either,
I can't believe.
Either that or she's like, I've had it.
Yeah, well, she did have it. She kicked him out of the house.
She kicked him out. So.
Yeah, but it's like, this is what he's
doing. So bizarre.
Any of these women realize what they're taking home?
They're going to be horrified.
They're going to be horrified.
Absolutely.
No,
horrified.
You're not, Joe, you're not doing anything good to anybody. Yourself, the women, your mother.
I hope they're using the condoms and the...
Full body condom.
A full body condom. A condom that assembles itself and slips under the door.
Yeah, right.
For search and rescue.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I can't take it. Thanks. Thanks, Grace.
Yeah, thanks, Grace. That's it.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
You know, I feel like they had the A-bomb, and they were like, no, this is about search and rescue.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because we like, opened up a hole, and we could go inside.
Mm-hmm. It's a search and rescue.
Yeah. It's all search and rescue.
It's all search. It's not only is this for search and rescue.
It's for surgery.
It's going to help. It's surgery and old people
for
companionship.
Yeah.
Even if it just looks like a shitload of guns strapped together.
It's for companionship.
Mm-hmm. And it has, like, a swastika on it. It's for companionship.
And then,
It shoots out like nuclear waste, but it's for companionship.
For the elderly.
For the elderly.
So you don't have to go
and
visit
surgery.
Them. Right. And surgery. So it'll be steady.
Bunnies fly out of this.
Yeah. Right.